All right, good morning, folks. Welcome to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Thank you for joining me on this sort of dreary Saturday, August 5th, 2017. Looking forward to today's show. We're going to be talking with Dick Kearns from the Zurich Ambassadorship and Julie Tyson, the Senior Vice President of Championship Management for the Northern Trust. So looking forward to that conversation. Should be interesting as always. Little notes, one little note before we get started and go to break, but just want to congratulate Stephen Curry for an unbelievable showing at the Web.com event. It was very criticized, his taking a sponsorship exemption, but I never had a problem with the exemption. I thought what he did for the game of golf and for that sponsor, that title sponsor, was all the worthwhile. I'm glad that he was able to play to the level that that he was able to play at. I mean, shooting 74 on the first day, hitting his ball in a golf cart cup holder right off the bat, having to call a rules official. He's obviously a 1% elite athlete, but Stephen Curry was just tremendous for that title sponsor, for that event. The crowds, if you saw them on Thursday morning, were tremendous. So really just really kudos to Stephen Curry for his performance on Thursday and Friday. I know he didn't make the cut. Many didn't think he would, but that really, his presence there was never really about making the cut. But and what he was able to, how he was able to help the sponsor and that particular charity was really what it was all about. And the fact that he played unbelievable golf given those conditions was really just the icing on the cake. It was a treat to watch. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back. We'll be talking with both Julie Tyson and Dick Kearns. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
The Long Island Golf Association is a nonprofit organization of 81 private and public clubs. The LIGA conducts 15 championships annually and works closely with the Long Island Caddy Scholarship Fund. The scholarships are granted to young men and women who are employed at member clubs. For more information on how you can participate in a championship, or if you'd like to donate your time as a volunteer, please call the LIGA at 516-746-1015. That's 516-746-1015, or visit us at www.longislandgolf.org.
Pete's Golf. Since 1979, Pete's Golf has been practicing the art of club fitting and has been selected as a top 100 club fitter by Golf Digest magazine. At Pete's Golf, we use the best technology available to create an exceptional fitting experience for every customer that walks into our store. Visit petesgolf.com or call 516-248-6891. That's 516-248-6891, and get your next set of clubs fit for you.
All right, folks, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Pleased to be joined on the line for a little early morning three ball this morning with Dick Kearns from the Zurich Ambassadorship and Julie Tyson, the Senior Vice President of Championship Management for the Northern Trust. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
And good morning.
Julie, I want to start with you first. Something that when I was reading up about you that I thought was interesting, if you would oblige me, going back to your college days, you know, you were a major in communications, but you also minored in business. And particularly, I was interested in the psychology part. Did you at some point think this was like the perfect three-prong attack for what you wanted to do with your career?
I would love to say that I was that focused an individual in college. I think I picked things that seemed interesting to me. So, no, I think if you looked back at my scorecard in college, I'm happy to be where I am today.
Well, where you are today is is the senior vice president of championship management. And but I want to talk to you as a, you know, you were at one point Sports Journal, Journal's 40th most powerful sports executives under 40. And I'm just was curious as to what some of your people that you looked up to, maybe some of the, you know, being a woman executive in is always going to be a difficult task to some extent. Were there people that took you under your wing? There are people that you looked up to as you proceeded through your career?
Yeah, you know, I really don't think that you can ever get ahead in any job unless you've got a couple of people that are advocating for you. And I lucked out. I mean, most recently I've had two really good people in my life. Dick, actually, I'll add Dick to that. I was joking with you when we first started talking some time ago that I called Dick Kearns my godfather. there's no formality to that. But so I put him among that list of this, and now we'll make it three. But Ty Vota, who was my boss at the LPGA all along my course, was really helpful and instrumental in not only bringing me along. Ty is in charge of international affairs now at the PGA Tour. And then I would add Jay Monahan to that. Jay was a boss of mine at some point at the PGA Tour, and he's really helped me develop as a professional on so many levels. And it's been fun to watch him navigate his career, first as when he got involved with the PGA Tour, he was the tournament director of the Players Championship, and then moved on to running our business development, and then became COO, and is now the commissioner. So there, you know, I would say all three of these guys have been really instrumental in helping me navigate the waters a little bit.
Yeah, and they can be a little tricky, you know, particularly, you know, when you're unsure of what, you know, what to do. It's important to have the key people like you have. Dick has been a friend of the program now for a couple of years. He's been a wonderful addition to the On Par family. Dick, you've known Julie for some time. How fun has it been to watch her as she said navigated her through her career?
Absolutely, Anthony, and I still fondly and respectfully refer to Julie as one of the most important women in sport.
Yep.
And we've had a lot of fun together. We've done great things together at the tour. We've become great friends, and Julie's helped me up at St. Bonaventure, where I do a global business lecture series. We did one on the PGA Tour a couple of years ago, which was a lot of fun. So, and culminating in working together and helping Julie get the Northern Trust underway here on Long Island is the last couple of months has really, really been a lot of fun, and we've only just begun.
Yep. And yeah, and you know, Julie and I were talking earlier, and I think that's, you know, this is my favorite part. It's not just the show and being able to golf and, you know, do those types of things, but to me, being able to talk with the two of you, I don't know, maybe it's because I'm 100% Italian and I just like to talk and have form these relationships, but it's just, you know, to me, this is better than talking to you two is better than, you know, the actual idea of having a golf show or playing golf. It's the, you know, it's the idea that golf brings together people, and, you know, there's nothing that I enjoy more than meeting quality people as yourselves.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Jules, you when you think about the Northern Trust and you talk about it as it being a, like, sort of a cultural event, what are some of the things that you're thinking about in terms of making golf a cultural event?
Well, you know, you've talked a little bit about it. I think golf is inherently a social event. You know, when you go out and play, you typically go out with your pals and you play a round of golf, and some of the most fun things that happen are in the 19th hole afterwards, where you're recounting, you know, the story of what you did on the golf course. So, you know, we know we've got the top 125 players in the world coming to descend upon Long Island, which is almost an embarrassment of riches, right, to, like, have that caliber of field, you know, coming in to play. So we know what's going to happen inside the ropes is going to be amazing. And we wanted to marry that up with the outside the ropes experience and making that experience, you know, best in class. So we're bringing food that is quintessential to New York City sensibilities and fashion. We want to do golf the way we believe New York would do golf, with food and fashion and the do or die drama on a world stage. So you'll see a lot of those things brought into the mix. And for fans, you know, if you want to watch some golf and you want to just do that exclusively, we've got that for you. But if food is something that's a motivator, if a great drink is a motivator, if you want to come and shop or lounge or whatever, we've got that for you too. So we want to make sure that golf is center stage, but that's not the only thing to do at the Northern Trust.
Dick, you've worked with a number of title sponsors. Talk a little bit about this bold approach. I mean, I think, you know, Julie has, you know, hit the nail on the head. You know, golf is something, is obviously the main course, if you will, but there is a lot to, you know, you want to, there's a lot of time to do other things, if you will, and you want golf not just to be the only thing, but just one of the things that you can do at an event such as, because when you go to a PGA Tour event, it's a big thing. I mean, it's a big ball, you know, it's a big ballpark. There's a lot of walking, and it's nice to be able to have different options when you're going to an event during the week. Talk a little bit about this approach as a cultural event.
Yeah, well, I think that you see this, what Julie is doing, and Chris, I think this is going to be a terrific opportunity for people to become golf fans as well. All around the tour, everybody, all the title sponsors, all the host organizations, work harder and harder each year to find the hook, you know, to get people to come out to the course and enjoy not just golf, but lots of other entertaining things. So they really are happenings, and it is a big deal to have the PGA Tour come to town, even when the town is the Big Apple. It's a big thing. And so what everyone wants to do is provide other opportunities to showcase golf as the centerpiece, but to really capture the hearts and minds of the fans and to have a fun week.
Yeah, and like you said, it's really all about fan engagement, right? And yeah. So, and what better way than to have fan engagement when over a course of a meal, as Julie said, there's going to be a ton of food there. And, you know, what better way to, you know, to engage with people that you're with and socialize than over a meal? I mean, you know, to me, that's like the ultimate, you know, if you will, breaking of bread with people. To me, the definition of fan engagement. Would you say, Julie?
My new Italian friend. I knew that the food would get you. I knew it.
Well, eating is part is like a genetic trait. It's not.
I wish eating was less important to me sometimes. But yeah, now listen. You know, food and fashion. There's something for everybody. And the couple things. You know, we brought some celebrity chefs to the table. So Mario Batali will be involved, and David Chang from Momofuku. Mark Forgione, another Italian friend of yours, I'm sure, and then several others, Taste New York, Nathan's. So we'll have a whole host of offerings from a food perspective. Grey Goose is rolling out a new signature cocktail this year. And then on the fashion side, if food is not necessarily your thing and you're really more into the fashion side of things, Inside the Ropes, the players will be scripted this year with their coolest, hippest lines. So we're not going to do a fashion show that would feel a little bit of a reach in a golf context, at least in my opinion. But Inside the Ropes, fans are going to get to see the neatest stuff that's out there from a golf perspective. And there are two things that have been really interesting. I was looking at our ticket sales yesterday, and we are showing a 10% increase year over year in women. And then we're showing our second largest purchasing group in this group of, you know, ticket buyers is adults 25 to 34. So whatever is going on, we're tapping into some new sensibilities and some new groups of people, as Dick said, bringing new people into the game, women, younger people. You know, from my perspective personally, I want everyone to want to come out.
Sure.
I really want this to be an open, you know, environment for people to enjoy all that's great about golf.
Yeah, absolutely. And that millennial kind of demographic is not an easy one necessarily to put your finger on, so to speak, because it's just a very, it's a very challenging demographic because their interests are so diverse and so fleeting, it seems like, on some cases.
You know, it's interesting doing this in this new role. I found that the more I talk with this demographic, the millennial-aged kids, there's a tremendous desire to be involved in golf. But, you know, it's all about kind of doing it in a way that makes the most sense for them. And so, you know, I don't think they're going to sit and watch golf for 9 hours. I just don't think that that's their thing. But they want to watch some golf. They follow it. And PGA Tour generally has done a great job with our social media and bringing golf in ways that make it easier to access. So it's our job at the tournament level at the Northern Trust to make the experience itself as cool and, you know, interesting to attract these kids as we can.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're going to get a take a short break. We'll be back in 1 minute. More with Dick Kearns from Zurich Ambassadorship.
Hi, I'm Dr. Frank Rossi of Cornell University. As the stewards of New York's golf courses, superintendents are dedicated to protecting our natural resources. In heavily developed areas like Long Island, golf courses offer large expanses of open space that provide environmental benefits, such as allowing water to infiltrate into the ground naturally and providing habitat for native species such as bees and butterflies. To help manage golf courses in harmony with the environment, the state's golf industry has established a comprehensive best management practices program to educate and serve as a resource for superintendents. For more information, see our website at nysgolfbmp.cals.cornell.edu.
Play like a pro with a custom set of PXG clubs in your bag. Designed to deliver unrivaled performance and fitted to optimize your game, PXG clubs will help you unlock your true potential. We guarantee you've never played like this before. Get fitted for PXG clubs at Pete's Golf Shop today.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Pleased to be joined on the line by Julie Tyson, the Senior Vice President of Championship Management for the Northern Trust, and Dick Kearns from the Zurich Ambassadorship. Julie, we were just talking about the cultural experience of the Northern Trust, of what would be your interpretation of it this coming August 22nd, I believe, to the 27th. You also added in a little soul cycle, so I feel like I need to do two laps of the soul cycle thing so that I could get ready for the cultural experience that is the eating part.
It's all connected. So you go and you ride, and then you burn off the calories, you eat a ton, and then you still fit into the great clothing that you purchased at the Northern Trust. So it's all one big happy thing.
Well, I think, you know, that's an interesting component. That's I never heard of anything. How did SoulCycle come into the picture for you?
You know, I like SoulCycle personally. I've been a rider for a long time, and it has a really avid following. And so when I approached SoulCycle, I know that they, like we at the Northern Trust, they do a lot of things for charity and to give back. And they have, typically, they build really deep roots in communities. And so when we approached them about a partnership, it didn't take very long, about a day or two, for us to decide this is something we wanted to do. PGA Tour's never done a partnership with SoulCycle, so I was excited to be able to roll this out, pardon the pun. And what fans will get the chance to do is on Tuesday evening, it'll be a sunset ride with Soul on the back patio of the Glen Oaks Club, which is gorgeous. And every rider, and we'll have a couple of players, 2 to 4 players, that are going to ride alongside the amateurs. We haven't revealed our players yet, so stay tuned on that one. And then we'll be able to follow that with a post-ride celebration that's going to be hosted by Dean and Zuluka Performance, which is also a quintessentially New York kind of food component.
Yep.
And all the contributions for the bikes will be given to in the form of charity to the First Tee, which is an important charity. So in 2016, we were able to give $1.4 million back to local charities. We're hoping to do at least that, if not more, this year in 2017 for important charities in the community.
Well, I talk a big game, but I think, Dick, how about me and you pass on the soul cycle and just have a cocktail and a drink and something to eat? What do you think?
I think we can do that, Anthony, without any problem, both on the course and at a restaurant that we both like afterwards.
An idea. How about Copper Hill being one of those restaurants we all try to...
Yeah, absolutely, and you know we're only 4 miles from the Glen Oaks course, and we're expecting to see lots of golf VIPs all week. But can we talk for a second about you know, we've talked about the food and the fashion and the exercise and all the great things that that Julie and her team have planned for the Northern Trust. But you know, one of the real unique aspects, I think, of the tournament this year, and for certainly for Northern Trust's first tournament here in the metropolitan New York area. But Glen Oaks, I mean, talk about a gem and a unique opportunity to see one of Long Island's premier courses. This is kind of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm looking forward to, we're going to have Craig Currier on next weekend to talk specifically to that. Glen Oaks is obviously a premier club and golf course. And it's had sort of a bit of a history to it, having moved from the Lake Success area. But what they've done in the restoration has been, I think, completed in 2014, has just been tremendous. And I'm fortunate that I'll be out there on Monday for the media day. So I'm very much looking forward to seeing what they've done there. Obviously, it's been sort of billed as the Augusta National of the North just in its presentation. But I've heard nothing but just raving reviews about it, and it's obviously, with Craig at the helm, it's going to be obviously in tip-top shape.
Absolutely. I'm sure the players will remember Craig from his days at Bethpage Black.
Yep.
I can't imagine what it's going to be like to putt on those greens.
And to that point, I think one of the things that I am really excited about for fans, too, and not too many people have ever stepped foot on the property of Glen Oaks Club. So
right.
I think fans are going to get to see a real treat, but I'm also really excited to get the feedback from the PGA Tour players. I think they're going to be overwhelmed in such a positive way with not only the aesthetic of the golf course, but the playability and the way it's all laid out. It's not going to be a super easy course, especially if it's, you know, dry and a little windy. I think that, you know, to Dick's point, I think the putting could be really fun to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, for your first foray into this, Julie, talk a little bit about the team. I mean, when you talk about your first time doing anything, when you talk about when you have someone like Craig Currier looking after the golf course, you've got, you know, Glen Oaks as a wonderful host site. You're in the New York area, and just the team around you. I mean, it couldn't be, you couldn't have gotten off to a better start, I guess, in terms of just the support. You're in the New York metro area, and I would say it's a nice way to kick off your endeavor here.
I honestly couldn't have been any luckier. You know, between Craig Currier, the staff, and the board at Glen Oaks Club, the volunteers that come in. You know, we talked a little earlier that, you know, the golf fan in Long Island is unique in the fact that these are very knowledgeable golf fans, and so that translates into the volunteers that will come out to our event. We couldn't exist without the volunteers, so we're lucky. That cast of characters is going to be amazing, an incredible group of people. Northern Trust didn't, you know, this, while this is their debut in New York, they've been an 8-year title sponsor in another venue, so they've brought all of their enthusiasm and strategy and energy to this endeavor, which couldn't be a better group. And then my staff on the Northern Trust staff has collectively over 100 years of experience in golf. And I've got to tell you, I've worked in golf a long time. I'm contributing to that 100 years. But the things, the way the suns, moons, and stars have aligned around the cast of characters here, this is going to be a really special event. And I believe it's a can't-miss kind of experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you have someone like a friend like Dick Kearns, it could only be enhanced. Dick, you've been part of golf for a long time now, and you're going to, you know, let's talk a little bit about Cooper Hill. It's the unofficial, as we like to joke around, the unofficial site restaurant for the PGA Tour, but you have some special things lined up for that week?
Yeah, we do, things are going great at Copper Hill.
Just
in the last 2 months, we've received 2 top 10 reviews from Newsday along the lines of best new American cuisine restaurants and top 10 in fine dining. So You know, we're close by to the course. We have a little get-together planned for featuring a lot of our Zurich ambassadors on Tuesday night. We have some VIPs coming in. There are a lot of folks staying at the Garden City Hotel, which is close by. So we expect to see a lot of the great media names and along with the players and others who are involved in title sponsors. So it's going to be a really fun week. Can't wait for it to get here. I also would like to just give another plug in for the volunteers, as Julie mentioned, because there's still time to sign up and volunteer.
You know,
the volunteers are the lifeblood of the PGA Tour. If not for the over 100,000 people who donate their time annually, this model wouldn't work. So I know I've worked closely at both the Zurich Classic and Farmers Insurance Open with the host organizations there, 4Kids Foundation and Century Club, and I know firsthand how the volunteers contribute to success. So I've decided myself to walk the talk, and we've gathered a group of folks from Wheatley Hills nearby in East Williston to marshal at the event. And I would encourage all your listeners to consider helping. Go to the website, sign up, and give back a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Julie, you've had how are we doing on in terms of volunteers? Are we in pretty good shape with that, or?
Well, listen, you know what? It takes a village, right? So you can always use more. And also, I think volunteering is a great way to get involved in, you know, in the community. But also, it's a great behind-the-scenes way to be able to see the event. Marshalling, which Dick and the crew from Wheatley will be doing, prominently featured on the 17th hole. So tune in to watch them there. if there are any issues, you'll know who to direct them to. But we'd love to have more folks come out. I think that's a great way for folks to come and get involved. So, you know, we'd love to have some more volunteers. And certainly in the marshalling side of things, it's a great way to spend some time. Again, back to the social nature of golf, volunteering is a great way to meet new people, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's, you know, being just inside the ropes is a pleasure, to be honest with you. And being up close to some of these, as you said, elite athletes and some of the best and obviously that golf has to offer in the playoffs. So just being up close can be, not only fun, but educational from a golf standpoint. So I always encourage volunteering. I've done it a number of times. A friend of mine who co-hosts with me on occasion, Steve, is always, he's like a career volunteer for every event. There's a lot more than just donating your time when you're a volunteer.
Yeah, I agree. And so we'd love to have as many folks come out. That's really, you know, one of the great joys of running a tournament. And one of the things I'm really looking forward to is getting to know the community through a lot of the volunteers that will come and help us generate the money for charity, because, again, it wouldn't be possible without them.
Well, I can't thank you guys enough for joining me this morning for a fun discussion regarding the Northern Trust. Obviously, going to be August 22nd to 27th. Should be a wonderful event. Dick Kearns from Zurich Ambassadorship and Julie Tyson, the Senior Vice President of Championship Management for the Northern Trust. I really look forward to hanging out with you guys that week and sharing a meal and sharing a drink. Because really that's what golf's all about, and I think Julie has provided the perfect atmosphere for us to have that, to enjoy that cultural event.
Thanks so much. It was a pleasure.
And we'll toast it, Julie, right, with an Anchor Fizz.
Oh, I love it. Our Grey Goose cocktail. Thank you, Dick.
Perfect. And Dick, I'll see you at Copper Hill. We'll enjoy having sharing a small meal with you there as well.
Okay, Anthony, great. Thanks as always. Pleasure.
Pleasure. Bye-bye. Take care. All right. That was Dick from the Zurich Ambassadorship and Julie Tyson from the Vice President of Championship Management for the Northern Trust. We'll take a short break and we'll wrap things up. You're listening to On Par.
Play like a pro with a custom set of PXG clubs in your bag, designed to deliver unrivaled performance and fitted to optimize your game. PXG clubs will help you unlock your true potential. We guarantee you've never played like this before. Get fitted for PXG clubs at Pete's Golf Shop today.
All right, folks, thank you for joining me for another wonderful 30 minutes of On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Have a great week, folks, and we'll catch you next week. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.